Hey, blues fans, glad you made it. Time for another episode of This Week in the Blues. It's our weekly take on blues history. I'm your host, Jimbo Big Train Madsen, with the blues band Big Train and the Locomotives. Their motives are loco, and that's how they got their name. So, with that, let's take a look and see what happened this week in blues history.
Chicago blues musician Joseph Mojo Morganfield was born April 14th in 1964. He's the youngest son of blues legend Muddy Waters. Born in Chicago, Morganfield began his career at a young age, traveling and performing with his father and growing up in the blues. He was taught the guitar by his father, of course, and his father's guitarist, Bob Margolin. He was very involved in the Chicago Blues Hall of Fame. Mojo attended many public events on behalf of his father, keeping the name and the blues legacy alive. Soul blues singer Mighty Sam McClain was born April 15, 1943. He sang mostly Southern soul blues and is considered one of the original masters of the 1960s, when the music enjoyed its peak popularity. Like so many soul blues vocalists, McClain began singing gospel in his mother's choir. At the age of 13, disagreements with his stepfather forced him to live with his grandparents for a while before hooking up with Little Melvin Underwood. In 2008, McClain joined the Give Us Your Poor project, benefiting the homeless. The Empress of the Blues, Bessie Smith, was born April 15th in 1894. Even on her first records in 1923, her passionate voice overcame the primitive recording quality of the day and still communicates easily to today's listeners, which is not really true of many other singers from that early period. At a time when the blues were in and most vocalists, particularly vaudeville vocalists, were dubbed blues singers, Bessie Smith simply had no competition. Delta blues harmonica player Frank Frost was born April 15th, 1936, or 1938, probably in Jackson County, Arkansas. Again, sometimes records were a little sketchy at the time. Frost began his musical career at a young age by playing the piano for his family church. At the age of 15, Frost left for St. Louis, where he became a guitarist. At the age of 18, Frost began touring with drummer Sam Carr and Carr's father, Robert Nighthawk. Soon after that, he began touring again with Sonny Boy Williamson for several years, who helped teach him how to play harmonica. Blues singer, songwriter, and guitarist Haskell Robert Cool Papa Sadler was born April 16, 1935, in Denver, Colorado. He was part of the California blues scene starting in the 60s, which is a blend of jump blues and jazz. He played a number of times at the San Francisco Blues Festival. Sadler wrote 747, which was recorded by Joe Louis Walker, and Yesterday, which was recorded by Tiny Powell. Chicago blues slide guitarist Johnny Littlejohn was born April 16, 1931, in Lake, Mississippi. He was active on the Chicago blues circuit from the 50s into the 80s. His birth name was John Wesley Funches, and first learned to play the blues from Henry Martin, a friend of his father's. In 1946, he left home and traveled widely, spending time in Jackson, Mississippi, in Arkansas, Rochester, New York, and Gary, Indiana. He settled in Gary in 1951, playing whenever possible in the nearby Chicago area. Blues singer and guitarist Clifford Grandpappy Gibson was born April 17, 1901. He's best known for the tracks Bad Luck Dice and Hard-Headed Blues. Gibson was born in Louisville, Kentucky, then moved to St. Louis, Missouri in the 20s and lived there for the rest of his life. He played in St. Louis clubs and in 1929 started his recording career. He is regarded as one of the earliest urban blues performers with no pronounced rural influences. Chicago blues guitarist Byther Smith was born April 17th, 1932, in Monticello, Mississippi. Smith was brought up by his uncle and aunt, and in his teenage years, he moved to Arizona to work on a cattle ranch and played in a country and western band on weekends. He worked in construction, and local farmhands taught him to play the double bass. Around this time, Smith showed an interest in boxing, so his aunt bought Smith an electric bass guitar to encourage him to follow a musical path instead. Electric blues guitarist Lonnie Shields was born April 17, 1956, in West Helena, Arkansas. His music has been described as bewitching, funk-influenced variations on the oldest country blues. His friend and mentor, Sam Carr, from nearby Lula, Mississippi, taught Shields the rudiments of Delta blues. The twosome played together in the Unforgettable Blues Band and took guidance from Frank Frost and Big Jack Johnson. Shields later played live with all three of them when performing with the Jelly Roll Kings. Bluesmaster Clarence Gatemouth Brown was born April 18th in 1924. Brown was a great artist with an expansive view of the blues and American music. Born in Vinton, Louisiana, and raised in Orange, Texas, a local musician taught him several musical instruments, including fiddle, piano, and guitar, by the age of five. Although known for his work as a blues musician, Brown spent his career synthesizing traditional blues, country, jazz, Cajun music, and rhythm and blues. He was given the nickname Gatemouth by a high school teacher who said he had a voice like a gate. On April 18, 1906, Boogie Woogie and blues pianist Little Brother Montgomery was born. He started playing piano at the age of four, and by the age of 11, he left home for 4 years and played at barrel houses in Louisiana. Largely self-taught, Montgomery was an important blues pianist with an original style. He was also versatile, working in jazz bands, including larger ensembles that use written arrangements. He did not read music, but learned band routines by ear. In 1941, Montgomery moved to Chicago, which would be his home for the rest of his life, and went on tours to other cities in the United States and even Europe. Chicago blues singer and songwriter Dr. Clayton was born April 9, 1898, in Georgia, and moved to St. Louis as a child with his family. Clayton's entire family died in a house fire in 1937. Following this, he became an alcoholic and began wearing outsized hats and glasses. To pursue his music career, Clayton moved to Chicago with Robert Lockwood. He was a prolific songwriter that included Hold That Train, Conductor, and Cheatin' and Lyin' Blues, frequently covered by other blues artists. He was a regional sales success and played regularly in Chicago nightclubs with Lockwood and Sonny Land Slim. Billie Holiday recorded Strange Fruit on April 20th, 1939. The song protests the lynching of black Americans with lyrics that compare the victims to the fruit of trees. Holiday recorded two versions of the song, one in 1939 and one in 1944. The song was highly regarded, and the 1939 recording eventually sold a million copies, in time becoming Holiday's biggest selling records. Holiday was so well known for her rendition of Strange Fruit that she created a relationship to the song that would make them inseparable. Holiday's version was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 1978. It was also included in the Songs of the Century list of the Recording Industry of America and the National Endowments of the Arts. Well, blues fans, we just covered some of the highlights here. Now, if you want to know more about these artists or other things that happened this week in the blues, be sure to follow our social media pages or visit our website at bigtrainblues.com. We'll have a new episode for you next week. We'll see you then.